Hello?
Hi, Patricia. This is John with Local Splash calling you back.
Hey, John.
Hi. Hope you had a good lunch there.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. Beautiful. So, Patricia, did you get a chance to take a look at that email then?
Yes, I did.
Beautiful. Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I was just wondering why you have so many complaints. I mean, I know how it is because we own this business and, any little complaint, makes a difference, but, we can't keep everybody happy.
Right. Yeah. True that.
So I understand that part. But I'm going to give it a try.
Okay. Well, first off, Patricia, I'm going to say this. We've been in business for over 19 years, and I appreciate you giving us a 1% trust, I'm going to say. Let us earn the 99% of the rest, so that way by doing our job. Okay. Now, having over that many customers, I mean, we have over 10,000 customers that we're working with currently throughout the U.S. We have a 4.9 star rating and a 5 for customer satisfaction, actually. So any type of – and I'm going to say this having my own business as well, too. When you have a bad review – or anything of that nature, the most important thing that I look at and customers really look at is how you respond to that, how quickly you respond, and what's being done to make it right. And that's what we're about. So if I can give you the best advice to make sure that this does work very well the way you need it to, is two things. One, you will have a tracking system to keep track of everything. Okay? Make sure to look at it. That analytics really comes a long way. You can say, oh, man, these keywords are working. These aren't. Is there anything else that you guys have that we can put in algorithms so that way I am showing up a lot more easier for that. Our team is there for that. Okay, Patricia? The second thing is communication. That's literally it. Okay, we won't do things without your permission. We need to make sure we're communicating with you so that way we are doing the right things so that way this is your company, right? It's not ours. So we're not going to do something without you. All right, so as long as you communicate with us, we're going to do just fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we do everything by the book through Google on here, so I do need to make sure I have this all correct. Patricia, I am horrible with spellings. Don't laugh too hard at me, but am I spelling your name correctly? Is it P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, perfect. And then I'm assuming the last name is Morales. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure I don't forget my promises. The email that I have that I sent over to you, to that email address, I'm going to make sure you see the invoice through text and email. Would that be the best email to send it to?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the phone number I'm contacting you on right now, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you in case we ever need to go over new promotions or, anything on the account?
Yeah.
Okay. And for your customers, do you want them to reach out to the same phone number?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Now, this next part is for Google, so I don't want it to delay anything. And if I have some kind of misspelling on this part, it could do that. So I don't want that to happen to you. I have the business name as the last name. It's Morales Handyman Service. There's nothing else, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're doing business also as Morales Remodeling, but if I was doing a search, and I don't know why we're not coming up as Morales Remodeling. Only our older name, which is Morales Handyman Service, but yeah, we could stick with Morales Handyman Service.
Okay, and here's the thing too: if you do remodeling, like kitchen or bathroom remodeling, we can use those keywords in here as well too. So that way, you're always popping up.
Okay.
So yeah, I just wrote that down here. Okay. Now this next part is completely optional. You do not have to show your physical address to the public, but Google does need to require a physical address to get verified. So let me start with this. I do have a business address at 7806 Elroy Road, zip code 78617. Is that a good address?
Yes, that's our address.
Okay. And do you want that shown to the public, or do you want to keep that not shown?
Not showing. And that's because...
Okay.
People tend to see, oh, they only service Del Valle because we're outside of Austin.
Okay.
And Del Valle is a very small town.
Got it. Okay. So let me make sure I put this in the notes here. I want to show Okay, I put that in there. Now, again, because we're going to be setting up website and all these things for you, I want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you, go over how you want that website to look, how you want your Facebook ads, how often you want them to be promoted. I can set that up as early as tomorrow if you like. All we ask for is for like an hour window, just in case you had any further questions or anything like that as well, too. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
Tomorrow, yeah.
You do? Okay. What time works best for you, though? Morning or evening?
Evening.
Evening works better? Okay. I do have a few open spots. So what do you think about from, like, 3 to 4? Would that work for you?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah? Okay. So before I lose a spot, I'm going to send you a Google invite, and I'm going to send that same email. It's going to go through the email. That same email, I'm going to send it over to our team, and all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? And hold on 1 second so I can send that out to you. And if for any reason you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate and call on a different day. But I just sent that to you. Let me know once you got it. And I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too.
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm refreshing it. Yeah.
All right.
You know why?
That's okay. And then sentence here. There we go. I can't believe it's a mid-month already. Ridiculous. It's just flying.
Oh, no, it goes fast.
It really does. Yeah.
The bad thing about it is that I'm getting older.
Me too. Why me too? Oh my gosh. I just had my birthday in February. I can't believe it.
Oh, really? How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm very young.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm 37. Oh, I'm in my high 30s now. Thank you for telling me that. All right, and then the email should have came by now. Did it go back to your spam again?
Well, it wasn't on spam in the first one. Was it? No, it wasn't on spam, but let me check just in case.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, it is, huh? Okay.
Right. Say yes.
Yeah, nothing further than that, though, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, everything we go over here from on this part is completely flexible, meaning you can always modify it any time. You're not married to it, okay? So for your customers, hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google? Like 24/7, Monday through Friday? What do you think?
24/7.
Oh, man, you guys don't sleep, huh? All right.
Well, actually, you know, I've gotten calls at 12, 1 in the morning, and I still, you know, I answer.
Wow.
I get emails at that time, and I do answer.
Okay. All right. Well, then there you go. Okay. Well, hey, it's a new customer. More food on the table for you there. And then now, would you like the customers to only contact you by phone call, text, or email, or all three?
All three.
All three it is. Okay. And then for your radius, how far out, because this goes about 50 miles out in every direction. Would you like to use all 50 miles?
Yes.
Okay, 50 miles out it is. And then...
And it's 50 miles from my home, right? From my address?
Correct. From that address. You got
okay.
it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And then also, now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you do check or Zelle or Venmo or anything like that?
Cash, check, credit cards, Cash App. And that's about it. I don't take Venmo or...
Okay, that's all right. And then I'm putting notes in here for the website included in this package. Again, that's a favor I'm doing here for you on my end, okay? So for the life of you being with us, you will not have to pay for that website, okay? I just want to make sure that's clear for you.
Okay.
All right. And then for the Facebook page, now they do require to have at least a personal page on there, so that way you can actually talk to your customers, right? Because the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So just giving you a heads up on that one.
Well, I had created one on Facebook for our business. The thing
you
is
did.
That
okay.
a while back, and then I did advertisement or something like that. And what they did, I was getting messages from people like in other states when I had changed it, and I just wanted it in Austin or you know, my surrounding towns, and I got, you know, they were from everywhere, and then I had people commenting, well, this is all spam, this is spam, this is spam, and I'm like, why are they saying that?
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So the difference between how we do it for your ads on there is way different than how you would normally do it on Facebook. So like I said, when you do it through Facebook alone, they only give you an ad that you make and you put a vicinity, right? And it just shoots out to everybody. Mm-hmm. That's why. With us, we don't do that. We only shoot it out to the people that are actually in your area and actually typing in or saying any of the keywords that you have, right? So that way it's a quality call. Yep. Mm-hmm. The Facebook that I found here, it shows placed, so Delvia, and in Austin. Your favorite quote is, just to see if this is the right account here, is it, do it right, do it once?
Yes.
Okay. I love that. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put this here. And is the business, is it licensed or insured?
We're insured. License, okay. We don't need a license here in the state of Texas to be doing remodels.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to put that in the notes here. Not need license. State of Texas. Boom, boom. Texas has got some crazy cool rules over there, I'm telling you. Now, I am going to be sending you, after everything else said and done, there will be an email that I will send to you to get you verified. It's to help speed along that process, okay? Because sometimes it could take 6 months, 9 months, I'm hearing. With us, it takes the first 30 to 45 days to get up on the first page of Google already. So we definitely move very quickly for you. But the more pictures you have, because it asks for pictures, sometimes videos, but I mean, the more you have, the better. You don't have to have all of it though, okay? So I'll make sure to send that out. Now, for your services that you always want to be found for, they will go over this tomorrow with you, but just to make sure they don't have nothing, I want to make sure they're starting, you know, knowing exactly how to help you. I have, you mentioned remodeling, like kitchen and bathroom remodeling, and then also, obviously, handyman services. is there anything in particular that you always want to be found for other than that, though?
Painting.
And is that exterior and interior painting?
Both. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then...
And we also do popcorn removal.
Okay, popcorn removal. Perfect. And anything else I could put in here, just for now. Yeah.
Drywall.
Drywall, okay.
Drywall and tape and float.
All right. I'm going to put in parentheses. You may want to add customer. May want to add more. That way they bring that up to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. You got a little homework tonight, all right? Gather some pictures, testimonials if you can. Even if you want videos on the website too. These guys are really good at what they do, and the more you have ready, the better and faster these things will happen for you, okay? Now,
can they copy the testimonials, like, from Yelp?
I would highly suggest to do that, yeah. If you have a Yelp a testimonial, I would copy it and then paste it right in there. Yeah, let them know. Definitely. Okay. And then I'm going to send this over to our team right now. The next part, what we're going to do I'm not taking a no for an answer, okay? This is to protect you. This is everything's going to be recorded. I'm going to put the pricing in there. But before I do that, I want to give you our direct phone number. Make sure you save it. I know you saw it on the email there, but I just want to make sure you have it. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm not ready because I'm driving. Can you text
me? Oh, you're driving. Yeah, I can text it to you. It's that 877 number I gave you on the email there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just save it as local splash because it is voice activated, meaning you can call and say billing, client support, Facebook, and there'll always be somebody there for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Okay. Just make sure of that. Okay. The next part is, I'm going to hit record here. I will ask a few questions in the beginning, so try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns for me, please ask away because that's what I'm here for. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Morales Handyman Service.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Patricia Morales, Business Manager.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Great. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that part, though. So, Patricia, I don't care if anyone's name is John from Local Splash. After this recording here, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way you're not falling for any traps out there, okay? If they don't, anytime we call in from here on, we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way you know you're talking to us and we know we're talking to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And here's your last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 13th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment, so when your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 13th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, Patricia, I just want to make sure you're protected on that, all right? So now you have a recording as well, too. Now, the next part I joke around about a lot, but I've actually seen somebody get locked out of their own account because they forgot their own answer, so please don't forget your own answer, okay? We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you like. The questions are mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay. And again, we will never give this answer out, and it won't change, okay? So what would that answer be?
Okay. Rocky Ford.
Oh, sorry. Say that one more time.
Rocky and then Ford. F-O-R-D. It's all one word.
Oh, okay. Cool. Rocky, all right, so I'm... Perfect. Now, again, we won't bring that out there for you, okay? So you have our number as well. If you see any or feel like there's any red flags, hang up the phone, call the 877 number. They will always ask that security question, okay?
Okay.
Now, Patricia, we are on the last part here. It's for the payment. On the card that we're using today, is it just the first name and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
No, it's just the first name and last name, but it's... Okay. Saul Morales, that's my husband.
Oh, Saul. Okay, how do you spell that, though?
S-A-U-L.
Saul. Okay. Oh, Sal. Okay, Sal. Got it. All right. And then, now, here's the thing. Is he available at any moment's time on this? Because I want to make sure when I send this invoice to you, he would have to be the one to sign off for it, though. Okay? So you won't be able to sign it, even if your husband. Is that okay?
Well, I can give you a card with my name.
Okay, yeah, that would probably be best. Yes, okay. And you can always change your card, but if you do that in the future, please call in to do that, so that way there's no confusion and doesn't charge a different card. I just don't want that happening to you, okay? So I just want to make sure. Okay.
I'm looking for it. Hold on. Yeah, because he's not available to sign right now. He's actually
okay.
At work.
Okay. And then I'm assuming, Patricia, also the card that we'll be using, is it the same billing address, the 7806?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. All right.
Hold on, I'm just, I don't want to give you a bank card. I wanted to give you a credit card. Anything.
However you like, yeah, you tell me. So.
Well, because I'm scared, you know?
I get it.
I'm trying to,
I remember, you know, our conversation as well, too. So however you feel comfortable, then I'll make sure to put that through for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me scan this card that I have here because I haven't activated it.
Okay.
Because I don't carry my cards with me.
I understand. If you do need to use your husband's name or his card, just make sure you're not signing. Just make sure he signs. It's not like a signature. It's a type-in first and last name on there. But I do want to make sure you see that regardless before we hang up here today so you can see everything that we discuss is on paper for you, okay? I don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. Let me see if I went to my. Okay, let me give you the number.
Okay.
So
is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Sorry.
Master. It's not MasterCard.
Okay. All right. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 5187.
Okay.
2531. 0608.
Okay. 1176. Okay. And the expiration date on it?
0329.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
894. I hope it works. It says use this card anytime you shop or pay online. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a virtual card.
It's a virtual card? Okay. Well, you know what? If it doesn't go through, I will let you know right away before anything here because I'd like to do this. I'm going to refresh the account 3 different times, make sure it's looking good. That way, this promotional rate stays the same even through our systems. Like I said, we've really got you at a good promotional rate. This is one of the best I've seen, so I just want to make sure you're taken care of for the long haul.
I'm looking at the card that I have in my hand, and it's got a different number. And then when I go to virtual, it's taking another number.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Did it work?
I didn't charge it yet. I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Again, please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice. So I'm going to process the payment for only $249, okay? So here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and again, please stay on the phone. I want to make sure you see everything. And it looks like it may be going through, actually, for that card number. Yep, it just went through on my side. Now, again, you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. That way I can show you your invoice through everything we discussed in there, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I got text. Okay, I got it. It's a text message.
Okay. So in the text message, there's going to be a spot where it says, click here to accept your subscription term, something like that. You want to click that.
Okay.
Okay, and in here is everything we discussed. Facebook ads, all of it, okay? Take your time reading through. I am here with you if you have any questions. You will notice that there's other packages that are going to be short descriptions in there. Now, if you ever decide to upgrade to any of those packages, let me know, okay? Because I would more than happy to make sure to keep that promotion rate for the other packages too. So you're never paying the normal rate from here on, okay?
Okay. Now, is there a setup fee for the website?
No, ma'am. The website, like I said, is on me on this one. So there's no website fees. Again, we're going to talk to you. Our team will talk to you tomorrow in more detail of how you want it to look, though, because we want to make sure it's looking accordingly to your company, right? We don't want to just make a regular website and say, here you go. So it's important that we tailor it to you guys, okay? But again, there's no payment for anything of the nature for your website. But please communicate with our team so that way they're making sure that that website is up accordingly to you, how you guys like it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And viewing here. Okay, we're good. And sorry if I'm silent on my side. I'm still here with you in case you had questions, though. At the bottom, though.
Yep,
go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take your time.
No, I'm just
but, okay, yeah, I'm here with you. I told you, I'm here with you to the end here, okay? So once you did notice that everything is in there at the bottom, there's two small check boxes that everyone misses. You want to click that before it's going to pop open a spot where you can type in your first and last name. That's the last thing you need to do here. But, again, I'm here with you if you have any further questions, okay?
I'm not understanding the transfer fee.
Transfer
on,
fee?
For
a website?
Google Workspace.
Oh, yeah, no. You're not using a Google Workspace. That's nothing to do with that. You already have an email. You already have your ways to have for customers to reach out to you. That's not part of your inclusion on there.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Remember, there's going to be other packages like that that are in this in short descriptions of that. Anything with I don't know how you pronounce it very well. It's an asterisk, like a star. Anything with a star. Mm-hmm. There you go. Those are the things to pay attention to. Everything else is different packages that are out there for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. And then where did it take you after that? Just want to make sure.
To a login page.
Okay. Beautiful.
Log into a username and password.
Awesome. As promised, Patricia, that's your tracking system. Okay. Now I do have your login and password. But I'm not going to give that to you today because, honestly, if you looked at it right now, there's going to be nothing in there. We didn't work on it yet, okay? So
okay.
Tomorrow they will give you that login and password. That way they can show you how to keep track of your analytics. You can update your website through there. You can look at your phone calls, your everything. So that's why I said that's your next best friend, okay?
Is there an app just for this or just through the internet?
Yeah, you could do it on your phone, tablet, computer. They will be going over that with you. So, like I said, that's why we asked for an hour window to go over all those things, too.
Okay.
Patricia, welcome to the family. Congratulations. And I want to make sure as well, would you like me to put your husband as an authorized user on this account, or would you like to keep everything as is?
No, you can put my husband.
Okay, and then... just make sure he knows that there's a security question as well, too, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because
he never has time to call. He's always busy.
Okay. All right, no worries. Well, I just want to make sure, you know, people are like, why can't I get on my own account? It's like, oh, well, you got to know the security question, buddy. All right. Well, Patricia, tomorrow's very important phone call. I will try my very best to call in with our team to introduce you guys. If for any reason I'm on the phone too long or if I'm in a meeting, they still will call you. They will ask the security question and show you everything and how to maneuver through all of it, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, Patricia. Well, again, congratulations. I'm very excited for you guys, okay? We will talk to you tomorrow, though.
Thank you so much.
You are
okay,
most welcome.
Good. Thank you.
All righty.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.